You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Houston 911 gets a call from a terrified woman reporting her husband's threatening to shoot her. As cops respond, the operator hears a gunshot. A SWAT team asks husband James Anderson to come outside. He refuses, but sends the couple's toddler son out. Hours later, he finally exits. His wife found dead inside.
Nancy, the call went out on a Sunday afternoon, and the SWAT team was at the home late into the evening. When the couple's toddler was released, the child was sent to the hospital, but was not believed to be injured. After hours of negotiating, Anderson finally led officers into the home, where they discovered his 34-year-old wife dead of a single gunshot wound. Anderson was booked into the Harris County Jail on a $300,000 bond.
James Anderson, 37, now charged with murder. Indiana middle school teacher Sarah Duncan poses with students in a photo booth at a school family fun night. Duncan takes her hair down for the photo, dropping a hair scrunchie with a zippered pocket. Students pick it up, unzip it to reveal white powder. School cops test it. It comes back positive for meth. Duncan agrees to take a urine drug test, but a baggie full of someone else's urine falls out of her pants during the test. Duncan claims she has no idea how the urine got there or the meth. She's hit with possession charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in South Florida, where authorities say a 14-year-old girl is suspected of killing her grandmother. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
A news release from the Broward Sheriff's Office states that the adolescent was taken into custody following a medical examiner's determination that 79-year-old Yevgenia Kaval was killed in a homicide. When deputies and emergency personnel arrived at a Lauderdale Lakes apartment early on May 23rd, a man reported to them that he had discovered his mother bruised and unconscious. After being taken by paramedics to a local hospital, the woman was pronounced dead. The man informed detectives that he had gone to see a friend and had left his mother's house, where his teen daughter remained behind. Although they have identified the granddaughter as a suspect in the woman's death, the detectives are currently withholding details regarding a motive for the murder. At the moment, there is one count of second-degree murder against the girl.
It was not immediately clear whether the teenager will be tried as a juvenile or as an adult. Rapper and musician Sean Kingston has now consented to be turned over to Florida police, waiving his right to challenge extradition in a Florida court. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, Kingston and his mother are accused of committing fraud worth over $1 million.
According to sources from the San Bernardino Sheriff's Office and courts, the 34-year-old Kingston did not appear in court, but did sign documents consenting to forego extradition hearings. He is still being held in a jail in Southern California, but in a sheriff's office email to our friends with the Associated Press, spokesperson Mara Rodriguez said she's working with the Broward County Sheriff's Office to transport him back to Florida. Kingston was taken into custody while performing at Fort Irwin, an Army training facility in the Mojave Desert of California. The same day, a SWAT team stormed Kingston's rented mansion in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leading to the arrest of his 61-year-old mother, Janice Turner. Arrest warrants released by the Broward County Sheriff's Office charge Kingston and Turner with operating an organized plot to defraud, grand theft, identity theft, and associated crimes. The warrants also allege the pair allegedly stole furniture, a Cadillac Escalade, jewelry, and cash. Search warrants in the case reveal that Kingston and Turner are accused of stealing roughly $500,000 in jewels between October and March, along with more than $200,000 from Bank of America, $160,000 from an Escalade dealer, and more than $100,000 from First Republic Bank, $86,000 from a company that makes custom bets. No further details were provided.
An American-Jamaican performer, Sean Kingston, worked with Justin Bieber on the song Eeny Meeny and had a number one success in 2007 with Beautiful Girls.
Brian Vladek Hassel moves in with his dad in Orlando after his honorable discharge from Marines. While he attends class at University Central Florida, the rest of his family takes a 10-day trip. When they get back, he's gone. The day after the family left, Vladek visited his favorite coffee shop but was kicked out because the customer complained about his pocket knife. Vladek's family worries the incident affected his mental health. As cops investigate, they learn he frequently volunteered with the homeless, lent his credit card to a woman with a violent rap sheet. Orange County sheriffs also recover one of his shoes found in the wooded area near his home. Brian Vladek Hassel, 22, now missing nearly 2 years. If you have info on Brian Vladek Hassel, please call Orange County Sheriff's 407-836-4357. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.